Are you feeling discouraged? Well, research shows your problem may be what Facebook isn't showing you. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Technology gets blamed for everything, right? Well, in this case, the findings of a study on social media conducted by two prominent universities aren't so far-fetched. It turns out the more time people spend on social media, the more they struggle with feelings of loneliness, frustration, and discouragement. If you have a Facebook account, you're probably already aware that people tend to sanitize what they post about their lives. Well, not everybody, but they'll share their vacation pictures and so much more, but they probably won't mention the conflict they just had with their spouse. They'll happily talk about their kids' first place trophies, but they'll never say a word if their child flunked algebra. Obviously, I'm not suggesting you air your dirty laundry across the internet, but it's an important reminder that what you don't see on social media can influence how you see yourself. People often compare the imperfection of their real life against the sanitized version that others put forward. It distorts their view of marriage, kids, and life, and as the study indicates, it leaves them envying the happiness of others. The moral of the story is to participate in social media with your eyes wide open and be aware that things aren't always what they seem. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.